Huge demonstrations are taking place in Argentina as the rising cost of living continues to take its toll. Trade unions are demanding urgent action from the government. The country has one of the highest inflation rates as consumer prices have risen a staggering 71% in the past year. Daniel Schweimler is at the Buenos Aires demonstration and he says the rate is forecast to get even worse.
Some analysts predict it's going to be as high as 90 to 100% or maybe more by the end of 2022. So a very serious situation, really hitting workers very, very hard. They're seeing the value of their wages diminishing by the month. 7.4% in July are the latest figures that we have for Argentina. So they're pledging their support generally for the government. And what they're calling for are those who set the prices, the entrepreneurs, the supermarket owners, the farmers. They're asking them to try to control the prices, keep the prices down to a livable level.
While in the UK, the inflation rate has surged into double digits for the first time since the 1980s. Experts say soaring food costs have been the greatest contributor, pushing inflation to 10.1% in the year to July. That's up from 9.4% in June. The Bank of England warns inflation could peak at more than 13% this year. Scientists warn the ongoing drought in Europe could be the worst in 500 years. The fires seen in southern parts of the continent are still devastating large areas. Some regions, though, are now experiencing extreme rainfall. France's Meteorological Service says parts of Paris received a month's rainfall in about 90 minutes. At least 100 people have died as a result of heavy rains and torrential floods across Sudan. More than 700 homes were destroyed in more than 50 villages. The government says the floods have caused more damage than the country can handle. Kenya's president-elect William Ruto says there's no time to waste in running the country. He's vowed to lead a transparent, democratic and accountable government and, of course, to get the economy back on track. But his opponent, that's Raila Odinga, is disputing the tight result, saying that he will challenge it in court.